More Republican senators expect Lankford migration plan to collapse. By Neil Monroe on January 31, 2024. Pro-migration Republican senators are signaling a quick collapse for the Democratic-backed migration plan now being negotiated by Senator James Lankford, ROK, and Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, according to Politico. Under the headline, GOP senators fear border deal may already be doomed, Politico reported comments from Senator John Cornyn, RTX, who is a possible supporter of the legislation. There are a number of our members who say, well, I'll join a majority of the Republicans, but if it doesn't enjoy that sort of support, then count me out, Cornyn said in an interview. The whole idea of passing something that the House won't even take up is another challenge. Senator Kevin Cramer, RND, and persistent advocate of more white-collar migration, complained about the voting trend, said Politico. The very people who demanded that we have something on the border as part of the supplemental, suddenly all these months later say they don't want something on the border, said Senator Kevin Cramer, RND, who hasn't committed to voting either way. The fact, by the way, that the House may not take it up even if we do pass it. That's not irrelevant. Why would a bunch of us spend political capital on a cause that can't pass? Lankford has said the GOP leadership will not push the final bill unless they have support from half the caucus. Another pro-migration GOP senator, Senator Mike Rounds, RSD, blamed Russia for the rising GOP opposition, telling Politico, "I suspect that a lot of the internet rumors are very well coming from overseas, where they would love to see this shut down because some people would rather not see funding for Ukraine." Lankford, Democrats, and their media allies are blasting critics for sharing and debating leaked reports about the bill's contents. The leaks suggest the bill will allow Biden's deputies to import more legal migrants, but also put new legal shackles on any effort by a future president to reduce the inflow of wage-cutting, rent-spiking, productivity-lowering migrants. Related, exclusive, bus of illegal immigrants sent by Governor Abbott arrives in NYC. Some GOP senators are pushing back against Lankford and McConnell. If you want someone to blame for a failure to get something done to secure the border, or provide lethal aid to Ukraine, Israel or Taiwan, blame Washington, Senate Republican leader, who is totally disconnected with our voters and who would rather pass anything for Ukraine than actually secure our border, said in January 30th op-ed by Senator Rick Scott, RFL. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, backed up Scott, saying via tweet, "Rather than suggesting without evidence that a lot of the internet rumors about the border deal are coming from Russia, maybe the deal's backers should release the bill text so we can deal with facts instead of rumors," responded Senator Mike Lee, RUT, a noted critic of the pending giveaway. "But the advocates' inability or unwillingness to release the bill is a problem," say supporters. "Unless you're able to win the debate based on the merits of the policy, that the hill is getting steeper," admitted one of the GOP's most pro-migration advocates, Senator Tom Tillis, RNC. Many polls show that GOP voters and swing voters are increasingly opposed to Biden's mass migration. The inflow has dramatically shifted public attitudes against mass migration into Americans' workplaces and communities, which is now described as an invasion by majorities in two polls. Biden's border policies are the top issue in U.S. politics, according to a January 17 to 18 poll for Harvard University. Immigration is now seen as the top issue facing the nation, up plus 7 points, and ahead of inflation, according to a summary of the poll of 2,346 registered voters. The poll was conducted by the Harris Poll and Harris.